Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Zayin. We are holding a daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. I believe we left off 12 lines from the end of the page at Rav Mordechai Alvei L'Rav Ashi. I think that's where we left off. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. So we're going to finish off the discussion about being Malave and Oreach, about escorting guests. Then the Gemara is going to tell us the story where Elisha caused children to be attacked by bears because of the way that they behaved toward him. The Gemara is then going to tell us two potential rewards that Balak received for his 42 karbanos that he was makriv. Then the Gemara is going to tell us two different stories that demonstrate the idea of li'olam teis smol doche v'yamin makareve. So when you push someone away, it should only be with the left hand, but when you pull someone close, it should be with the right hand. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to tell us what happens if we find the Rotzeach at some point during the Egla Arufa proceedings. What if we find him before we're Orif the Egla, after we do the Arifa Sa'egla? And the Gemara is going to tell us a number of things that seized at certain points in history, such as Egla Arufa and Me'amarim, the Me'sota, and why it is that what precipitated that change, that we stopped having these items. Then the Gemara is going to discuss in Amud Beis, what do we do if there's conflicting Eidos as far as, do we know who the murderer is? Did anyone see the murder? One aid against one aid against two aidim. How do we view aid echad in this context? Then the Gemara is going to discuss toward the end of the daf a lot of different examples of the impact of an increase in certain bad behaviors and bad midos, that when particular bad behaviors became very commonplace, so misharabu, these things, there was a certain impact on the world in general. So that's going to be the second half of Amud Beis. So let's begin, and I think we left off, Rav Mordechai Alvei L'Rav Ashi, 12 lines from the end of the page. So Rav Mordechai Alvei L'Rav Ashi Mehagronya V'ad Bekipi. Rav Mordechai would be Malave, his Rebbe, Rav Ashi, from Magronya until Bekipi, V'Armila Ad Beidura, because we went through yesterday how a Talmud has to be Malave a Rebbe, a very great distance, a distinction between a Rebbe Sheino Mufak and a Rebbe Mufak, but there has to be a lot of Levoy. I'm Rabbi Yochum Bishum Rameir. Kol Shein Malave Umislave. Anyone who's not Malave someone else, and even though he's Mislave, the guy who's going is Mislave Al Yedei Acherim, he doesn't really need your help, he's being escorted by others, still Ki'ilu Shofech Tamim. It's as if you're Shofech Tamim by not being Malave the person. The Raya is Shel Male Luvu Anche Yericho Le Elisha, because had the Anche Yericho just escorted Elisha, Logira Dubim Latinoko. So Elisha would not have caused the Dubim to attack the Tinokos, because the Malavim would have been Monea, the Tinokos, from making fun of Elisha. They would have prevented the Tinokos from making fun of Elisha and from mocking Elisha. So by the fact that the Anshe Yericho weren't there, that caused a particular loss of life, as we're about to elaborate on. So what was the story? Shenemar, Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayal Misham Beisel, that Elisha went from there to Beisel, Vuhu Ol Lebederech, and he was going on the road, Una Orim Kitanim Yatsumini Ir V'Yiskal Subo V'Yomlo Alei Kireach Alei Kireach. And there were these Narim Ketanim that were calling him a bald person. So the Gemara explains, Amrulo Alei Shekrachta Aleinu Asamakom. They were saying, you caused this place to be bald for us, meaning Elisha caused the Mei Yericho to become sweet, and that took away their parnasa, because their parnasa was that they would draw water for the people in that city from somewhere else, and they would schlep it, and that was their whole parnasa. But now that they had access to fresh water, they didn't need these people anymore. So they were really upset. Mayu Narim Ketanim. What is this lashon that they're na'arim ketanim? Those are two different stages of development, being a nar and a katan. So how can you be both? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, shem na'arim in a mitzvos. Na'arim means that they were empty, they were shaken free of any mitzvos. Ketanim, shem ketani amana. And ketanim doesn't mean they were ketanim, means that they lacked emuna, because they were worried about their parnasa because of a change in the market, because of what Elisha did. They figured, oh, now Hashem can't provide us with parnasa. Person has to have emunah that even when there are changes in the market and it seems that their profession is not going to be as lucrative anymore, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that provides parnasa. So they were neither na'arim nor ketanim; they were adults. But those are just words that are used to describe their overall shortcomings. Tana na'arim hayu ubizbizu atzman kiketanim. But another opinion in the Braisa is that they actually were na'arim, and ketanim just means that they acted like children; they were mevazeh themselves themselves like children. Maskevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, why do you need to say that Na'arim Ketanim means that? Vidilma al Shem Mekoman. Maybe it's just they come from a place called Na'arim. Milo Ksiv, after all, don't we have a pasuk in Melachim Beis that says, V'aram Yatsu Gedudim V'yeshvu Meretz Yisrael Na'ara Ketana V'kashalan, and we ask on that pasuk also, Na'ara U'Ketana, which is it? Is it a Na'ara or a Ketana? Some Rabbi does, Ketana Demin Na'oran. Rabbi Das explains that it's describing a Ketana from a place called Na'oran. So we are also maybe Na'arim Ketana means that they were Ketanim from a place called Na'oran. So Hasam Lam Farish Makoma, no, in that situation, we said Na'ara is the name of a place because it didn't say in the pasuk any other place where they were from. So we assume that's the location. Hacham Mefarish Mekoman, but over here it tells us Na'arim Ketanim Yatsu Mina Ir. So the ear that we were talking about is Yericho. So they weren't from the Oren, they were from Yericho. And therefore, Na'arim Ketanim must be explained in one of these other ways. Either that Na'arim Mina Mitzvos, or that they were actually Na'arim. So the Gemara explains what happened next. That Elisha turned, he saw them, and he cursed them b'shem Hashem. Ma ra'o, what did Elisha see that caused them that caused this curse? So Amar Rav ra'o mamish, that he just looked at them. Wherever the chum placed their eyes, o misa o oni, will cause either death or poverty on the victims of what the chacham looks at. So Elisha was just mistakel at them, and he placed his gaze upon them, and through that the dubim came and attacked them. Shmuel Amar ra'a shekul nesar ben imar b'yom kippurim, that he was able to see that all of them were conceived on Yom Kippur when there's an isra of tashmish hamita. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar beloris ra'a len kamarim, that he saw that they had haircuts in the beloris style, which is the way the dark amori of getting a haircut. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ra'a shelo haisa ben lachlucha shel mitzvah, that he saw they had no shemitz of any mitzvah, they had no remnants, no nothing of any mitzvah, and therefore they deserved to die. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, why would Elisha kill them even if they didn't have lachlucha shel mitzvah? But v'dilma b'zarayu nehave hava. A lot of times you have parents or grandparents that don't have too many mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, but their children become wonderful tzaddikim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar lo bam v'lo b'zar matzov kaladoros. He was able to look and see that it wasn't going to, that not only did they not have any mitzvahs, their children, their grandchildren, just like Moshe Rabbeinu with the Ish Mitzri, that he was Makkah, that he knew that he didn't have any descendants that were going to be that were going to be Megayer. So here also, Elisha was able to see nothing good was going to come out of these children. So two bears came out of the forest, and they mauled these 42 children. So Rav Shmuel chad amar neis v'chad amar neis b'toch neis. One of them says it was a miracle that bears appeared out of nowhere, and the other one says it was a double miracle. Man diamar neis ya'ar hava dubim lo havu. The one that says that it was neis is that there was a forest there the whole time. There's where bears coming out of it. And the one that says that it was Nes Betochnes says that there was no forest there and there were no bears there. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made a double miracle, that he made a forest and then he made bears come out of the forest. So what's the point of the miracle of making a forest there? I mean, the whole thing, the bears are the ones that killed them. So what's the point of making a forest? To be easy, because the bears would not have attacked and would not have been as ferocious if they didn't have a forest to run back to. So in order to make it the more kederach hateva that a bear would attack a person, it had to be that there was a forest there. Otherwise, the bear would not be comfortable attacking a person. Amar v'chinin b'shvil arba'al mishnayim krabanu sheikrav balak melech moav hufku yisrael arba'al mishnayim yiladim, that these 42 children that were killed were a reward for balak melech moav bringing 42 karbanos. He wanted the downfall of klal yisrael. These 42 neshamos were taken because of Balak's karbanos. So, Eini, is that really true? Don't we learn that you're supposed to be engaged in Torah mitzvahs even shalolishma, because it will lead you to a sense of lishma? And the raya is shabischar bar mishayim karbanos shikur balak melech moav zachav yatsim menu rus sheyatsim menu shlomo, that in the schar of the 42 karbanos that Balak melech moav brought, he was able to be the to have rus to send descend from his family, Shekasbe Elif Olos Yala Shlomo, and from Rus comes Shlomo Amelech, who brings lots and lots of karbanos. So that was the schar of Balak. Va'am Rabbi Yossi ben Choni, Rus Bito Shaleglon Bino Shal Balak Haisa, that Rus was the daughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak. So you see that the schar of Balak was that Rus descended from him, not that these 42 neshamos were taken from Klal Yisrael. So which is it? So answers the Gemara that it can't be that the only reward Balak got was that Rus descended from him, because Tavasum Yel Klal Lahavi. Because what Balak really wanted was a terrible curse on Klal Yisrael. He didn't want to bring great blessing on Klal Yisrael, and by having Rus descend from him, that brought great blessing on Klal Yisrael. It's not a coincidence, so close to Shavuos, talk about Rus, but that brought great blessing on Klal Yisrael. So it must be that he got rewarded for what he wanted, which was to bring curse on Klal Yisrael, and that's what the 42 children dying, in fact, was. And they said that, look, we live in a great city. Problem is, we have no potable water. Our water supply is awful. So if everything is bad and it's not livable and you have no water, what's so good about the city? They say, we live in a great city. No, it's a terrible city. Yeah, people always view their hometown as a wonderful place. Right? People can live in like the worst climate and there's crime all over the... But oh no, our community is lovely, it's wonderful, it's warm, it's friendly, it's this, it's that. They love the city no matter, because that's their place. A person always has a certain chayin to their hometown. There are three types of chayin that are like, beyond what logic would dictate, that a person just has a natural love for these things. Chayin makom al yoshav, a place where a person lives, the residents of that place, the place has a certain chayin. Chayin isha al baila, that a woman's chayin on her husband. And chayin mekach al mekcho, when you buy something, a person tends to be more attached to it than logic would dictate, because once you invest in something, so you feel much closer to it. That Elisha got sick three times in his life. One of them was a punishment for what he did to these tinokos. A second one was by rejecting Gehazi in too strong a manner. And the third time was when he died. So we darshan chala is a remez to one choli, and es cholio is a remez to a second choli, and asher yamos is a remez to the third choli. So that's why three cholis that he had. Tan rabbanon li on te small doch of yamin mekareves. Person should always have, if he's going to push someone away, give someone a little mussar, that should be with his left hand. But the right hand should always be mekarev. The right hand, meaning the stronger hand, should always be the one that brings people closer. Velo ke Elisha shedachva legechazi b'shtei yadav. Not like Elisha shoved Gehazi away with both hands, meaning he was too forceful in his rejection and his rebuke of Gehazi. V'lo ki Yeshua ben Prachya shedachav alechem mitalmidav b'shtei yadav. And not like Yeshua ben Prachya, who pushed away one of his talmidim, the old girsa, it points out in Agos V'tziyunim in my Gemara, was that Yeshu Hanotzri, that this is going to be the story of Yeshu Hanotzri, that he was pushed away by Yeshua ben Prachya b'shtei yadav. So what are these two stories? Elisha Mahi, where did Elisha reject Gehazi? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says when Gehazi, after they cured Naaman from his tzaras, so he asked Elisha, do you want any reward for this? And he said, no, absolutely not. He won't take any payment. So Gehazi went back to Naaman and said, we actually would like some payment. And he collected. And Elisha found out about that, and he was very unhappy about that. We rejected payment for this. We don't want reward for this. So Vayomer Naaman, Hoel kach kikarim. Naaman said, take kikarim. And Gehazi said, okay, I'll take money and begadim. So Ksiv, and the pasuk says, Vayomer Elav. So Elisha said to Gehazi, lo libi halach kasher. You took all these eight different things. So, but wait, you look back in the Pesukim, he didn't take all those things. Kesef begadim with the shakal. He took kesef and he took begadim. He didn't take more than that. So answers the Gemara that Gehazi received these eight things. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bosar Shai Elisha Osek b'shmona shratzim. That at that time Elisha was learning the shmona shratzim. Amar lo Rasha he niach es lital schar shmona shratzim. That you're taking the schar of your Torah in this world. I'm reminded of the Maisa that Rav Rosenzweig says that when he was. Sometimes when you're engaged in a sugya, you just don't see anything outside of that sugya. So he says that he was learning Shmona Shratzim once, and he was like, he was just focused on the sugya of Shratzim, and a guy came over to him in the Beis Medrash and said, are you allowed to have yichud with an ant? And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, because he was in the sugya of Shratzim, so like yichud with an ant, and then he realized A-U-N-T. But so Gehazi was Elisha happened to have been learning Shmona Shratzim, and that's what Elisha was merames to him by telling him by mentioning these eight things. So because of that, he was docha b'shtei yadayim without leaving him any path toward tshuva. V'tzaras naman tidbak b'chol v'zarach liolam, and the tzaras that Naman used to have now should be on you and your children forever. So Varba and Nashamayim Mitzrayim, and we find that there were four men that were Mitzrayim. Who are these four men? Amrab Yochanan Zegehazi Yushloshes Banim. It's Gehazi and his three sons, because the curse of Elisha was Chal. Ve'ilach Elisha Damasek. And then the pasuk says Elisha went to Damasek. Lama halach? Why did he go there? So Amrab Yochanan Shalach Lachziru LeGehazi B'tshuva, because he wanted to give Gehazi an opportunity to do tshuva, and he wanted to be makari of him again. V'lo chazar, but Gehazi did not do tshuva. Amrlo chazar b'cha. So Elisha said, "Do tshuva." Amrlo Gehazi said, "Kach mukablani mimcha. I have a tradition from you. Call me shechata ve'echti asarav b'main mespikin b'yadol asos tshuva. That someone who not only sinned but causes others to sin is not able to do tshuva. And I fit the bill, so I'm not able to do tshuva. So my avid, what did Gehazi do that he caused other people to sin as well? So ikadamri even tshuva stalul lechatas yiravam, that he made a magnetic contraption." That the Egel of Yeravam appeared to float in mid-air. So people were impressed by it and thought that that was a proper place to worship because of a miracle that they saw happening there, and it was really just a clever use of magnets that Gehazi had had figured out. So because of that, he caused the Rabbim to sin. The Egel of Yeravam was like Ben Shemayim La'aretz. It was like floating in mid-air. The Igadami and others say, Shem Chakakla Apuma, that he engraved the Shem Kodesh on the mouth of this Chatos Yeravam, Vaiso Meres, and it would therefore say Anochi V'lo Yilcha, and that impressed people and caused people to want to worship. V'igadami, and others say Rabbanan Dacha Mikameh, that he prevented Talmidim from coming to learn by Elisha. Because after Elisha had rejected Gehazi, the pasuk says Vayomer B'nei Neviim Elisha Inena Makom Asher Anachnu Yoshim Shom Fenecha Tzar Mimenu, that it was such a crowded shir, people couldn't. There wasn't enough space for people by Elisha. Apparently, up until that point, there was plenty of space for everyone to come because Gehazi was keeping everyone away to give Elisha space, and that caused a lot of people not to learn Torah, and therefore, in that way, he was machti as a rabbin. That was one story. Yeshua ben Prachya Mahi. What's the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya being doch b'shtei adayim rather than being small doch of yimin mekareves? Kedahava kakotel Yanei Malkah the Rabbanon, when Yanei Melech from the Malkah Hashmonayim killed all the chachamim. The story appears in the beginning of Masechet Babasa. Shum ben Shetach atminu achtei. So Shum ben Shetach's sister was from Tzion Malka, had hid Shimon ben Shetach away because she was Yanai's wife and she wanted to protect her brother. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya azul arak l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya went to Alexandria shel Mitzrayim to flee from Yanai. Ki ava shalma, when Yanai HaMelech made shalom with the Chachamim, or whoever was left of the Chacham after he killed most of them, so shalach Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya as follows. Mani Yerushalayim, from here in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, lach Alexandria shel Shal Mitzrayim Achosi, to my sister Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Bali Shari B'Sochech, my husband, so to speak, is in your city, Vani Yosheva Shemema, and I'm sitting here desolate without someone that I really need. So Amr B'Shem and Prachya understood, Shema Mina, Havle Shalma. It must be that Yana is no longer attacking all the Chachamim, and it's safe to return to Yerushalayim. So Kiyasu, when Shem and Prachya returned to Yerushalayim, Ikla Lu Shpiza, he went to that place to a particular inn, Come Kamayu Biakra Shapir, and they gave him a lot of kavod, Avdila Yakratuva, they did a lot of kavod for him, Yosef Kamishtabach. So Yoshua ben Prachi was being Meshabeach, Kamanoach San Yezu. What a wonderful hostess we have here in this inn. So Amalei Echon Mitalmidav, so either the Girsa is Echon Mitalmidav or Yeshua Notri, said, Rebbe, Einel Trutos, what do you mean, how nice she is? Her eyes are all funny, they're all she has like these beady eyes. So he thought Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachi was saying that she was beautiful, that the Balas Habayis was beautiful. He was not saying that. He was saying she was so nice to them, she was so kind to them. So he was saying, she's not so beautiful. So Amlos, Rabbi Yeshua said to that Talmud, Russia, Bekacha Tosik, that's where your head is? That's what you're thinking about? Apagarba Meir Shipuri, he took out 400 people to announce about him, the Veshamte, that he's put in Cherim, that he's put in a Nidui, that this Talmud is put in Nidui. So Kol Yoma Asal Kamei, every day that Talmud came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Velo Kibleh, and Rabbi Shimon Prachi would not accept him. So that's what the Brisa says, that he was doche him b'shtei yodayim. Yom echad avakari kriyashma, one day Rabbi Shimon was in the middle of saying kriyashma, asal kamei, and for one final chance, that Talmud came back to try to get mechila and to try to be taken out of his cherim, have a b'dayti l'kabule, and that day Rabbi Shimon was planning on accepting the apology. Sa'achvile b'yaday, but he made a motion to him with his hands, because he was in the middle of kriyashma, he couldn't speak to him. So savar milcha dachile, but the Talmud thought he was motioning, get out of my face, that I'm not interested. So Azul Zakal Thinasa Palcha, so he set up a Levena and he made an Avodah Zarah. Amalei, Rabbi Shua said, Chazar Bacha, do tshuva. Amalei, Kach Mekubalani Mimcha. I have a tradition from you. Kalachote, Machtes, Ramein, must be going to be able to last tshuva. Anyone who sins and causes others to sin is never going to be able to do tshuva. How is he Machti Yisrabim? Da'am Amar, Kishe, Vehesis, Vidiach, Vehechti Yisrael. He did all these horrible things that caused Klal Yisrael to be over Avodah Zarah. So therefore, he never came back. So you see, you're not supposed to be docha b'shtei yadayim. So once we mentioned that a person should always be small docha and yamin mekareves, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains things that you have to be super careful about. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, yetzer tinok v'ishtei small docha v'yamin mekareves. It's not only about dealing with talmidim. When it comes to the yetzer hara of tashmish, when it comes to children, and when it comes to a wife, the small docha, whatever musa you give is only with the left hand. But yamin mekareves, you should be makbid to be makarid b'yamin. Even the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, because a person has to have a healthy Yetzer Hara of Tashmish, as Rashi points out, a person should not reject Piri Verivya. The person has to be engaged in that mitzvah in order to have children. So that's an important Yetzer Hara. And Tinok, you have to be careful how you raise the children, that you know they don't feel rejected. And Isha also, she's very likely to feel insecure in the marriage, insecure in the relationship. So you always have to be much more loving than you are in whatever criticisms there may be. So Nimsa Horeg Achshel Nefer Eglis. Now the Mishnah goes on and tells us that if they find the Horeg before they do the Arifas Eglah, Teitzi V'Tira Be'eder. So the Eglah has no Kedusha, just goes back and is grazes among the other Chulin animals. Misha Nerfa Eglah, if they already did the Arifas Eglah and they find the Horeg, Tikavar B'Mekoma, then you bury it on its spot, it's also about Na. Shal Savik Basa Mitchilasa, because initially it was only brought me Suffolk, so it wasn't out of the question that we were going to find the Horeg. Kippur Sveik of Al-Khala. So now they did what it had to do, and it's still an Egla Rufa. Nerfa Egla Varcha Kach Nimsa Horeg. If they did the Arif Segla, then they find the murderer. Hareze Yahoreg. The murderer is still going to be punished. It's not like he could say, my punishment was already taken out on that baby calf. So no, he's still going to be Chayiv. It's just this procedure was to carry things over until we're able to find the murderer. Eilech Romer Isias Horeg. If one aide comes and says, I saw the Horeg. Ve'eilech Romer. Another aide says, Lo Reis. Said, no, you didn't. Isha Meris Reisi, or a woman says, I saw the Horeg, the Isha Meris Lo Reis, and another woman says, no, you didn't. How you orphan? They would still do the Eglarufa. We consider that that there's no Eidos to the murder itself. Eilech Romer Reisi Yushtayim Omer Lo Reisa, if one Eid says, I saw the Rotzeach, and two Eidim say, no, you didn't. How you orphan? They would still do the Eglarufa. Shnayim Omer Reinu, if two Eidim said, we saw, Vech Romer Lem Lo Reis, and one eid says, no, you didn't, lo, you orphan. Well, then we have valid eidos that someone saw the murderer, because you have two eidim that said it, and the one eid against them is not going to be able to contradict them. Once there were too many murders, Egla Rufa stopped. We stopped practicing Egla Rufa. When two well-known murderers, Eliezer ben Dinayu Tchina, and that Tchina was called Ben Prisha, so they called them Ben Aratzchan because of the way that they behaved. When there were too many Menafim, there were too many adulterers, so we stopped, the Mayim Amarim stopped. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Hivsikan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one that stopped being Mashke Sotos. Shenemar, Lo Efkod al Bino Seichem, Kisiz Nena Val Kol Seichem, Kis Nefena Kiyem, etc. So the point is, the Pasuk tells us that when people are engaging in adultery, so then we don't do the Mayim is not bodek anymore. Mishmeis Yosef ben Yosef said if Yosef ben Yudah ishu shleim batul eshkolos. When Yosef ben Yosef said when Yosef ben Yudah shleim died, so then there's no longer isha eshkolos, which the Gemara says means an ish shahakolbo that has all the milos and all the chachmos and has everything, all the qualities. Shnemer ein eshkolechol bakura ivso nafshi. So and the next pasuk says avin chasid min aretz v'yasher ba'adam ayin. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol, heavier odayas ha-maiser. The vidui that they say when they bring the maisos to the Beis HaMikdash, and when they do beer maisos at the end of the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, so when Ezra Sofer came back from Babel and Levim didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael, they made a knas not to, that Levim don't get maiser rishon, so they're not giving maisos kitikunam. So, because the pasuk says, v'nasata l'levi, and you're not able to say nasata l'levi, v'nasisi k'chol ha-shat zivisani, because there was an hour knas that you weren't supposed to give to Levim. So therefore, Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, okay, let's stop doing Vidur Maisos, because it's sheker. You're not allowed to say those words if it's not true. So Afu Bitel Samaorin, he also is Mevatel the Levim that would say the Shir on the Karban each and every day, that Urulamatishan. So he says, is there any sleeping? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeps? So he's Mevatel. He thought it was a chutzpah to say that as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeping. V'yas HaNokfin, and those that were that would cause a wound on a Karban that was an Egel in between its eyes, so that blood would go into its eyes and it wouldn't be able to see, it would become disoriented, and it would be more easy to shecht, because that makes the animal look like it's a balmum. So he stopped that practice as well. Ad yom of hayapatish makab Yerushalayim, until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you could hear the blacksmiths working on Chol HaMoed, because they would do Melechas Tavar Aved. But he was mevatel that because he thought that a lot of people aren't going to realize that it's Melechas Tavar Aved, which is mutter, and they're going to think you could do any malacha on Chol HaMoed. No one ever had to ask anyone if they took maestros during his lifetime, because everyone was always taking maestros. So you didn't have to ask about demai. How do I know that if they do the Egla Rufa and then they find the murderer, that the fact that they did Egla Rufa does not exempt the murderer from his chiv misa? The only kapara he's going to have is through his own life. Instead of one eight says, I saw the murderer, and another one says, no, you didn't. So they would still do the Egla Rufa. So time of the machshle, it sounds like it's only because there's an aid that's being machish, the first aid. Hello, machishle. But had that first aid only come and said that I've seen the murderer, then Eidach and Mammon, we'd believe him, and we would not do the Egla Rufa. Minani mili, how do I know that one aid is good enough to prevent us from doing the Egla Rufa? Normally we say, I'll be shnayim aidim yakum davar. So the Tan Rabban, because the Brisa elaborates on the pasuk, sounds like if we know who killed him, even if somebody in the world somewhere knows who killed him, that's enough that we would not do the Egla Rufa. Very similar to what we had, the discussion that we had when it comes to the Sota, that if anybody knows about her Tumah, about her unfaithfulness, then the Mayim is not going to be bodek, right? That was the Shita that we had of Rav Sheshes back on Daf Vav. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva says, how do I know that if Sanhedrin sees someone kill somebody, and they don't know who it is, that they don't do the Agla Rufa? I mean, you don't have to know the identity of the murderer, but if they saw the murder, then they can't do Agla Rufa. Talmud Lomar ve'einenu lo ra'u, because part of what the Zakenim say is they say einenu lo ra'u, v'alo ra'u, but if they saw, then they're not able to say ve'einenu lo ra'u. So once we say that the Torah believes in Eid Echad to prevent us from doing Egla Arufa, then how can another aid be machish that original aid? We had a very similar discussion also when it came to Eidei Tuma, right, back on Daf Lamed Aleph. If you're going to believe, it's almost the same discussion actually, it's a total parallel discussion. That if you're going to believe in Eid Echad to say that there was Tuma, so now I'm believing in Kishnei Eidim, so how can I believe one Eid to say that there wasn't Tuma? So same thing over here. If you're going to believe in Eid Echad to prevent the Egla Rufa proceedings from happening, how are you going to believe a second Eid to be Mathishim? After all, whenever we believe in Eid Echad, he has the power of Shnei Eidim, so one Eid can't contradict him. It should say Loha you orphan, that we don't do the Egla Rufa proceedings. Reb Chia Amar Tani, how you orphan? Reb Chia says, no, keep the girsa. We do the Egla Rufa proceedings. Aye, how can we believe the Eid HaMakish? Reb Chia Kasha Du Ula. So lo Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Kan Basachas, Kan Bazachazah. When the two Eid, the Eid that says Reisi and the Eid that says Lo Reisa come at the same time, then it's Eid HaKasha. Right? Then we have no, it's considered that we have no Eidos. But if one Eid comes first and says Reisi, and we're Kabbal him, then he's like Shnei Eidim. Subsequently, another Eid comes, Ein Dvar of Shalechad B'makom Shnayim. So it all depends on the timing. So Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Eidach Namrisiya Esahore Gushnayim Om Lori Esau, you orphan. That if one Eid says, I saw the murderer, and the other, and two Eidim say, no, you didn't, then we're prevented from doing the Agla Rufa, then they would still do the Agla Rufa, Hachad V'chad. But it sounds like if it was one against one, Lo are you orphan, they would not do the Agla Rufa. Tiyufta de Rabbi Chia, that's against Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia said that even one against one, they would be oref. They would do the Agla Rufa Ultemech. But according to that diuk that you're making, Eima Seifa, you can make the opposite diuk in the Seifa. Because Seifa says, Shnayim Omrim Re'inu, that if two Eidim said, we saw, Ve'edech Romer Lori Yisem, and one Eid says, you did not see, Lo are you orphan. They would not do the Agla Rufa. Hachad V'chad, are you orphan? But that implies that if it was Chad V'chad, then they would do the Agla Rufa. Elamas Nisim Kula B'Psuli Eidos. Don't bring any rights from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking totally about Psule Eidos. The original Eid, the Machishim, Ukid Rabbi Nechemia. Well, we'll see if it's about the original Eid also, but it's a lot about Psule Eidos. Ukid Rabbi Nechemia, like Rabbi Nechemia explained, Domer Kalmokim Shemina Tari Eid Echad, Halach Acharov Deus. Wherever we believe in Eid Echad, you just follow the majority of people that give us information. And when there are two women contradicting one man, we treat it like two men contradicting one man. Meaning the eidos of the first person is batel, and that's what happens by Egla Rufa. That the eidos of two women is mevatel, the eidos of the Eid Echad Kasher, even Bezeach Hazeh, even the women, even though women are pasul eidos. V'ikadami and others have a different version. That if you have a Kasher Eid Me'ikara, initially, it was a kosher aid that says that I saw the murderer, and the Torah is mekabel that kosher aid. Afilu mea nashim ki echadamyon. I don't care how many pasul eidim come afterwards; they all only have a din of one person, and they're not able to be machishim the person who we've accepted as two eidim. V'hacha, but in our Mishnah, where eid echad says reisi and shnayim say lo reisa, where we accept the shnayim, that's talking about pasul eidim. But my skin gonna say Isha Meikara, that it wasn't an Ish Echad Meikara, it was an Isha Meikara. V'tirtza, the Rabbi Nechemia Achi, and Rabbi Nechemia could be explained as follows. Rabbi Nechemia, Mekal Mokom, Shemin Torah Eid Echad, wherever we follow Eid Echad, Halachachar of Deus, V'asu Shtei Nashim Bi Isha Achas, kishnei anashim be'ish echad. We treat two women against one woman like two men against one man. Aval shtei nashim be'ish echad. But if it was two women against one man, kipalgo palgadami. That's considered a safek hashakol, and the edus is like an eid echad kasher, and therefore if they're made b'toch de dibor of the first guy, it's like an eid neged another eid, and it's still a safek. And if it's after the edus of the first guy was ready in the skyim, then the edus of the two women is not listened to at all, because they're only considered like one eid against the edus of the first guy, which is considered like shnei eidim. And that's what the Mishnah means, that if a woman says re'isiyas ahorig, and then two women say no you didn't, then even if they were made after kedei dibor, the edus is mevatel the first woman's edus. The shnei nashim are mevatel the first woman's edus, and it's as if we don't know who the murderer was, and we still go on with the egla arufa. If two women say ra'inu and one says lo re'isan, then we would not do the egla arufa. Now, why does the Mishnah have to tell me these two cases of psuleidus? It would have been good enough to tell me one of them, but that by psuleidus you go basarov deus. So says Marano, Mao de Tema Kiazin basarov deus luchumra. I would think we only follow rov deus luchumra to tell me that we do the agla rufa avalukula, but in the seifa where it's lukula, lo, I would think not to follow rov deus, so come ashulan. That's why the Mishnah had to tell me both permutations, both possibilities to tell me about going basarov deus. Misharabu arotskin. Then we said, once there were too many rotschin, so bata egla rufa. When there were too many rotschanin, and we knew who they were, it's just we didn't know who killed which victim, so bata egla rufa. So egla rufa became batal. Vishena ba'a lal safek. It was only meant to treat a situation of safek where we didn't know who the murderers were. But once there are so many murders and there are crime families and things like that, and we know they're the ones that are responsible for whatever, for the bodies you find at the bottom of the river, so we just don't know, was it this crime family or that crime family, so we're not going to do egla rufa anymore. Mishrabar rotzchanin begalui batla egla rufa. When there were too many rotzchanin begalui, and there were and therefore people were killing out in public, so someone must have seen it, so then you're not going to do egla rufa, because if someone saw it, even the echad b'sof ha'olam we said earlier, saw the murder, then the egla rufa doesn't happen. Mishrabu anoafin, when there were too many noafin, so we stopped the mayim amarim. Tan rabban v'nika ishme avon b'zman she ishme nukme avon amayim both. That the mayim is only bodik the woman if the man is menuka me'avon. V'omer, and the pasuk says that the navi is a mochiach klal Yisrael that the mayim is not going to be bodik for them because lo efkod al b'no seichem kisis nena. May v'omer, what does that pasuk add? V'chite ma'avon didei in de b'nei de b'nte lo, that the person's own averos will prevent the mayim from working, but his daughters and sons averos are not going to prevent the water from working. Tashema, that's why I have another pasuk lo efkod al b'no seichem kisis nena, that even if it's your daughters and daughters-in-law that are doing niyuf, the water's not going to work because you should have given them mussar. V'chitema avon eshes ish in avon de pnuy alone, unless you say, yeah, if people have indiscretions related to eshes ish, it will prevent the mayim from being bodek. But if they're sleeping with pnuyos, it's not going to cause a problem. So toshema kihem im hazonos yiparedu v'im hakadoshos yizabechu. And that's a reference to Bia with the Pnuya. Mai va'amla yavini lavet. Amar Reb Lazar, that Klal Yisrael didn't understand why it is that even though there were so many sotos, the mayim wasn't working. So Amar Lem Navi Yisrael, im atem akpidin al atzmechem mayim botim neshasechem. If you're careful about adultery, the mayim will work. V'im la, v'ina mayim botim neshasechem. Otherwise, the mayim will not work. Misharabu balei ano'a, when there were too many balei ano'a, nisavu adinim, nisavsu adinim. Then there were no judges with credibility anymore, because they all wanted to take bribes. And everyone was able to get away with everything. There was no order in the world. When there were too many people that were machnif in din, that were practicing chanufa, but lo saguru. So then there was no lo saguru mipnei ish anymore. Upasak lo sakiru, and there was favoritism in judgment. And instead of al shemayim, the judges were answering to basar v'dam, which is always bad. Rishos, when there were too many people whispering Badin to the Dayanim in Din, they were making all these arguments behind the other party's back. Rabbi Charon Af Yisrael, it caused great anger in Klal Yisrael. V'nisalka Shechina Mishum Shnemar Bekerev Elohim Yishpot, and the Shechina left from Klal Yisrael. Mishrabu Achre Bitzam Libam Holich Rabu Omrim L'Ratov L'Tov Ra. When people started taking bribes, so people who were bad were told that they're good, and vice versa. Mishrabu L'Ratov L'Tov Ra Rabu Hoy Hoy Ba'Olam. That caused a lot of the Tochecha that Yeshayo and Navi said B'Lashon Hoy Hoy. That became very very common. Those promises of the Tochecha. Mishrabu Moshe Harok. When people were acting in an arrogant way, Rabu Ayihirim Nismato Talmidim, and that caused a lack of Talmidim because people were such Baligaiva, they didn't think they had to learn from anyone. V'Torah Chazer Salomdel, and the Torah was looking for people to learn it, so to speak. When there were so many arrogant people, the young ladies started marrying arrogant people, saying, the guy told me how great he is. So they were very impressed by them. Because then people only look at what's most external. Is that true that it's an attractive feature that a person is Balgaiva? Don't we learn that if a person is Balgaiva, even his own wife isn't impressed with him? Even in his own house, he's not impressive. No, it could be that when in Shiduchim, he's going to seem so impressive, so she's going to want to marry him. And once she marries him, she's going to realize he's a nobody. When there were dayanim that were getting payment from balibatim, Rabbi Ashochad v'atayis mishpat, it caused a lot of bribery on atayis mishpat, paskatov, and all goodness stopped. When dayanim were masbir panim to the balidin because of favors that they did for them, and there was an understanding of an exchange of favors, Rabu Ishayashabain of Yasa, then everyone was just doing as they pleased. Shvalim ugbu v'agvom mushpalu, they just needed to shmir the dayanim, they knew that they would be fine. Umalchus asavanavla, and then everything started to deteriorate. Okay, brothers, from tomorrow we'll pick up with Misha Rabu Sarei Ha'ayin. We'll just keep trying to catch up over here. All right, have a good day, everyone.